Our special focus now on the economy. Now, since the pandemic began, the government has announced a series of stimulus packages, which they claim amounts to close to 30 lakh crore, a figure mentioned amongst others in this tweet by the BJP. Money which they claim is turning the economy around. The finance minister, in her most recent press conference held last week, claims the government is spending more.
Isn't the total spending going up already? You are seeing through the various announcements. It is going up.
Okay, the total spending is going up. But here's the paradox. A deep dive into the numbers by my colleague Mariam Alavi finds that spending is actually coming down compared to last year by 1%. So despite this COVID stimulus, government spending is less. Government spending is down by 1% compared to last year. 1% may look small, but it conceals bigger drops. There's a 12% drop in spending on infrastructure projects, what is called capital expenditure. There's been a major drop in spending of individual ministries, especially a number of economic ministries. There's only been a slight increase, 1% increase in spending on what is called revenue expenditure, which is government salaries, pensions, welfare schemes, and so on. Worryingly though, spending on subsidies at a time when we're in the middle of a pandemic, subsidies so important, is down overall by 26%. And the question really is, one of the reasons why the government may be actually spending less is because it may be earning less. Mariam Alavi, who's done that deep dive, joins me on the show tonight, Mariam. So just take us point by point through how there is this paradox that at a time when you're talking of a stimulus, that you're spending more money, you're actually spending less.
So we looked at the monthly reports published by the Controller General of Accounts, and we found that if we look at the numbers for the April to September period, compared to last year, the government has spent almost 1% less this year. Last year, between April to September 2019, the government spent rupees 14.9 lakh crore. This year, the same period, the government spent rupees 14.8 lakh crore. That's almost 1% less. And Vasu, it's important to remember that this is in a financial year where the government has announced multiple stimulus packages which they claim amount to almost 30 lakh crore rupees.
Right.
And despite that, what the numbers show us is that despite those stimulus packages, the government has been spending less.
The numbers are dropping. Okay. Keep going, because you've also broken it down in terms of how we were talking about how what is called capital expenditure, which is what the government is spending on infrastructure, is actually coming down.
Yes, yeah, so capital expenditure, like you rightly said, is what the government spends on infrastructure projects like roads, bridges, etc. So the major drop in spending seems to be because of a drop in capital expenditure. Capital expenditure dropped by 12%. This is again for the April to September period last year compared to this year. Last year, the government spent rupees 1.9 lakh crore under capital expenditure. This year, that number is 1.7 lakh crore. That's 12% down.
Right.
But interestingly, the revenue expenditure is slightly up.
Hmm.
Revenue expenditure last year was only rupees 13 lakh crore. This year, it's risen to rupees 13.1 lakh crore. Revenue expenditure is what the government spends on salaries, their everyday operating expenses, etc. Now, a reason for the slight increase could be that some of these welfare schemes that were announced as part of some of the stimulus packages, like the money transfer to the Jandan accounts, the PM Kisan payments that were to be front-loaded.
Right.
All these would be counted under revenue expenditure, and that could have possibly pushed it up a little.
Right. And also, Mariam, you looked at where the cuts have been happening, and you looked at the spending by individual ministries, and you came up with some very interesting numbers. Take us through that.
So we looked at the data for 55 individual major ministries and departments, and what we found was that of the 55 ministries and departments, 43 have been spending less this year compared to the previous year.
Mm.
Some of the biggest cut has been in the statistics ministry, where the spending has dropped by 72%. But some of the crucial economic ministries as well have seen a cut in their spending. MSME ministry, their spending is 59% less compared to what they spent last year.
Sure.
Textile ministry, 58% down. Power ministry, 56% down. Shipping, 53% down. Skill development and entrepreneurship, 51% down.
Right.
Commerce and industry, 47% down. Coal, 46% down.
Okay, so those are big drops in individual ministries, especially economic ministries. But you also have a chart up, we put that up as well on the screen, of the ministries where the spending is more. Those are very few ministries, by the way.
Yes, so of the 55 ministries and departments that we looked at, only 12 ministries have seen an increased spending this year. So this includes the one that has seen the highest increase in spending is the Civil Aviation Ministry, mm-hmm. which has spent 90% more this year compared to April to September last year. Other ministries that have seen an increase in spending include the Rural Development Ministry. 75% more has been spent this year compared to last year.
Right.
The Agricultural Ministry, 30% more. Food right. Processing Industries, 18% more. The Health okay. Ministry, 14% more. Finance Ministry, 11% more, and the Home Affairs Ministry, 6% more.
Okay, so that's just a handful of ministries which are actually spending more. And lastly, Mariam, the important point that you found also was that subsidies, so important during the stimulus, that's down significantly.
Yes, well, so we are in the middle of a pandemic, and there is acute economic distress in the country. And at a time like this, the government seems to be spending less on subsidies. Subsidies are down, total subsidies are down by 26% this year compared to the previous year. What is even more worrying is that this also includes the food subsidy.
Right.
Food subsidy is down by 33% this year. Total subsidy had dropped from 2.1 lakh crore to 1.6 lakh crore this year.
Right.
So that's a 26% drop. Food subsidy has dropped by 33% from 1.2 lakh crore last year to 83,000 crore this year.
83,000 crore, that's a drop. And very quickly, right at the end, one of the reasons could be that the government, contrary to claims that they've been getting this huge surge of revenue from GST and all that, has been consistently seeing a fall in the amount that they're earning. Mm. So the lack of the sort of slowdown or the drop in spending is because you're earning less.
So if we looked at the budget, we would have seen that the government has budgeted to earn more as well as spend more this year compared to the previous year.
Right.
But what the truth is that the total income, the earning of the government has dropped by 32% this year compared to the previous year.
Right.
Previous year, the government earned about 8.4 lakh crore. That has dropped to 5.7 lakh crore. That's a 32% drop. And now, despite the government's claims of record GST collections, etc., the truth of the matter is that the tax revenue has also seen a drop. Tax revenue has dropped by 25%. Last year, the tax revenue until September was rupees 6.1 lakh crore. And this year, it's only 4.6 lakh crore.
Wow, okay. Mariam, great work there. Thank you so much indeed for joining us. Let's go straight away to panel. We have with us Dr. Pranab Sen, former chairman, National Statistical Commission. We have Subhash Garg with us, former finance secretary, secretary economic affairs. We have Praveen Chakravarti, chairperson technology and data cell of the Congress Party, and Sanchita Mukherjee, senior private wealth manager. Thank you all for being on the show and for patiently listening in to Mariam's presentation. Dr. Sen, you look at these numbers very closely as well. Are you finding this as well, that there seems to be this paradox between a government that actually is supposed to be spending more during the stimulus, but everywhere you're actually seeing spending shrink?
No, I mean, it's, what should I say? It's not a paradox. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the CGA numbers are telling you exactly what's happening on the ground, whereas the various announcements were announcements of intent. So what Mariam has really uncovered is the difference between the hype and the reality.
Right. So basically, this is the reality all along. When you say
not,
the CGA...
Not all along, Srinivas. What Mariam didn't tell you
yes.
is that the drop that has taken place in expenditures really comes post-July.
Right.
June and July saw a sharp upward surge.
Right.
That was when the Kisan payments were made. Some of the payments for what the government owed from last year, that those were paid out. So there was a surge in June and July, mm-hmm. and then it's just dropped off.
Okay. And then after that is when it starts to fall.
That's right.
Interesting. Subhash Garg, we have to, in a sense, acknowledge your... role in this, because you were on our show last time and you actually pointed this out. You said that if you actually look at the numbers, It's falling, and it's falling in ministries quite sharply, Subhash Garg. And we saw that in crucial economic ministries, especially small business, like MSME, you know, small business ministry and so on. How would you explain this, Subhash Garg? Because does that mean that the huge influx of cash or spending which the government was promising in these packages, that they're not really spending that, or that those big numbers were hyped to begin with?
See, the government strategy has been very differently laid out this time. Mm. The package of 30 lakh crores is a whole lot of it is liquidity by the Reserve Bank, about 12, 13 lakh crores. A lot of credit flows from outside the government organizations like bank and the PFC and others.
Right.
The fiscal part has got somewhat covered by this strategy has always been little less than 2.5 to 3 lakh crores. It has not been 30 lakh crores. So 10%, less than 10% was the fiscal expenditure. Secondly, part of the fiscal expenditure is taking place outside the government. So you mentioned food subsidy.
Right.
This year, the much of the food subsidy is being paid through NSSF directly to FCI as loans.
Not NSSF as is, sorry, just to jump
National
in.
Small Savings Fund.
I see. The National Small Savings Fund is paying the Food Corporation of India for the food subsidy.
That's correct.
And
as
maybe
loans.
That's why. Okay, so could that be one of the reasons why we're seeing that 26% drop?
Exactly. So on that, the second reason why the subsidies are less this year is because of the falling petroleum prices. So much of the subsidy, food subsidy is explained by the transfer through the NSSF.
Okay.
And the fuel subsidy is explained through lesser price gap between
overall,
the oil prices.
Right. But overall, as you said, that it's...
Srinivasan, one more thing.
Yes.
The government has been saying, and I think we should acknowledge, right on the on 8th of April, the government issued an economy circular, cutting down or obliging the ministries or obligating them not to spend beyond 20% and 15%.
Okay.
That was carried on for the second quarter. So the strategy of the government appeared to be that fiscal expenditure is small, less than 10% of the package.
Right.
Secondly, part of it is compensated by the reduction in the other expenditures of the ministry.
Okay. So they've
which
already...
Which is what is reflected in.
Okay. They've already flagged that. Now, the thing is... Okay, Sanchita Mukherjee, the problem is if the government was saying all this transparently and upfront, that would be fine. But the constant sort of hype is that we're spending, you know, 15, 20, 30 lakh crores, and that is actually helping turn the economy around while the actual spending has actually fallen. Isn't that worrying at a time when you are seeing that the stimulus is perhaps not having the desired effect, the pandemic continues to rage, the economy is in a worrying state of affairs?
Sure. Thank you. So just a small correction. I'm not a private wealth manager. I'm a senior business and economic consultant. And these views that I express are my own and I do not represent any political party. So I will keep my discussion on the economy without the political rhetoric of it. I think the most important thing, which I think everybody should be talking about at this point in time, is that we are not a United States of America, right? There is a fundamental difference in our government coffers, the amount of money that they have, that they have earned, and that is a very limited amount, right? In United States of America, they can afford to print dollars and give very large doleouts. Yes, in India, the heavy lifting has been done by the central bank, and the fiscal stimulus has been much lesser, but that's because if you spend within your means and you look at macroeconomic indicators and don't go all out in dole outs, you manage to save the sovereign rating of the country as well, which is very important, because if you lose the sovereign rating of the country, then you will end up paying through your nose in everything internationally.
Is there a trade-off there, though, that unless you spend, the economy, which is already sliding, will continue to slide, and you could again, that could also risk your rating?
Say, for example, I think the stimulus was useful and very multifaceted. I'll tell you how. It covered It had a very wide range of sectors that it covered, which was interesting to know, because in that sense, the government actually covered real estate, manufacturing, infrastructure, agriculture, exports, farmers, MSMEs, private organizations, and even PSU contractors.
Sure.
You know, so within the means that they have, so obviously it's a known fact that there is a limited amount that the government
can spend.
Okay, you're
saying within their limitations, they managed to cover as much ground.
A very wide range of sectors, which shows that
again,
they have their ears on the ground, which is important.
Okay. But again, when one says they covered it, I mean, did the material benefits actually accrue? Because again, as we're saying, the numbers are telling us a slightly different story. Praveen Chakravarti?
Look at the listed numbers.
Okay. Praveen Chakravarti, what do you make of it? Again, the fact that the data is actually showing a dip in spending, does that surprise you at all? And does it also worry you?
Yeah, let me make a couple of points. You know, the U.S. Federal Reserve Chair, because the United States was brought up in this discussion, I can tell you the U.S. Federal Reserve Chair, Jay Powell, very famously said for this lockdown, he said, spend, not lend. The mantra that almost every single economist in every country and multilateral organizations has been for fiscal spending. Spend as much as you can. It is just not possible for the Reserve Bank and the Central Bank to do the heavy lifting. That is not going to work. Second, Srinivasan, let's forget all the CGA accounts and all of that. Let us just go to one simple data point. During the period of lockdown, 7 crore families asked for work at the minimum wage under the Mahatma Gandhi Narega. Do you know that the government could not provide work to all 7 crore people that asked for it? This is at the bare minimum wages, as we all know. The Mahatma Gandhi Narega demand, work demand, is in my view almost the clearest proxy for what is happening with our economy. Why are these people demanding work? Because they have no source of livelihood. They have no jobs. They have no source of income. So if a lot of the stimulus was all working well in the economy, why are so many people asking for work? But more importantly, why is the demand not being met?
Right.
Because the government has clearly said on its website it's because of fiscal reasons. They've claimed that they do not have the money. So are we to worry about Moody's and Standard & Poor's, or are we to worry about our own poor people in Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh that are asking for work without livelihood? So I find this argument a little bizarre that the sovereign ratings somehow matter at this point in time when we have large numbers of people that are not being provided the work. And remember, Mahatma Gandhi Narega scheme is called the right to work.
Sure.
You have the right to demand work, and we're not able to give.
But Praveen,
so out of 7 crore families, only 6.4 crore families got work. This
sure,
is official data.
Praveen, ratings agencies aside, the fact is that numbers are also showing that the government simply may not have the money to spend because your revenues are falling. How would you get around that?
So clearly, there is, I clearly acknowledge, I think we can expect a 10% revenue shortfall this year overall. And I think, in my view, the government has done right. I've heard the expenditure secretary talk about curtailing expenditure in some of the other ministries. And I think that is it. The question really is, where do we spend? We are short of money, but we will have to expand. Why do the ratings matter, Srinivasan? Because if we borrow, our deficit goes up. If our borrowing goes up, then the government's worried about rating agencies. All I'm saying is, remove that fear for now.
Okay.
Borrow.
And don't let that determine.
Borrow.
Okay.
Spend.
Dr. Pranab Sen, how would you tackle this dilemma where you are also your revenues are also falling while there is increasing pressure on in need for you to spend more?
Srinivas, you know, in any economic system, the central government is the one entity that can and should behave countercyclically. Now, if the central government says that my revenues are going down because the economy is going down, and therefore I have to cut my expenditures accordingly,
yes,
then the spender of the last resort is also behaving pro-cyclically, and you're making matters worse.
Okay.
You're not making it better.
Okay.
Now, the question really is, this is actually fairly basic economics. We do know that the states have been spending more. They've been spending beyond their capabilities. And towards the end of the year, the states are going to go into a situation where they will not have resources. They can't borrow more.
Right.
Then unless the central government steps in at that point,
yeah,
you can really imagine the economy going for a tailspin.
Okay. Let me.
Okay. I'm not saying that the center has to spend a lot at the moment, because the state governments are doing a lot of it.
But they will have to at some point.
This trend should not continue.
Okay. Sanchita Mukherjee, I'm literally out of time. Very briefly, I know you want to come in. Very briefly, please. Sorry.
Just to counterpoint, when we were talking about the U.S. Federal Reserve, yes, they did massive doleouts. I mean, it's a case in point for the world to see. But the recent economic survey in United States of America showed that the doleouts were used up purely for savings. Everyone who's received the checks have used it for savings. It has not spurred demand. It's not spurred consumption.
Okay.
Just a case in point.
Okay. All right. Would love to carry on. It's a fantastic panel, but I'm completely out of time. Thank you all so much for joining us on the show. We take a short break, come back with more.